Nathaniel, thank you for that message. Boy, I brought back memories. My dad was a light heavyweight champion boxer in the military when he was in China. So I guarantee you, he tried to teach us how to box. My brothers did real well. I was a little bitty guy. And so when we got in the ring, I'd be dodging around and I'd be saying, "Watch the face, watch the face." You know, because, see, it worked, right? So anyway, boy, I brought back memories. Great lesson, Nathaniel. Welcome this morning. Can you, Nathaniel, introduce your friends to us, please? Tell us who they are.
This is Renner Martin and Colton McDaniel. They're up from Missouri, just coming down for Corbin's birthday.
Yeah, you all have been here before, I think. Have you not?
Yeah,
I recognize this. Good to have you here this morning. I don't see any other first-time visitors. Have I missed, or any first-time visitors here? Anybody? All right, with that said, we're going to have our prayer requests. I'm going to start it out with two. Keith, are you doing the, okay. I got a call this morning from Lloyd Surveys. Linda and Lloyd, you notice, are not here. He said Linda's heart rate, she's been having trouble with her heart rate. It goes from 40 up to 100 and beyond, and she's really having difficulty. Her doctor told her her situation is life-threatening, and so we need to keep Linda definitely in our prayers today, Keith, okay? And secondly, Jim and Michelle Bement have traveled yesterday to California, to San Diego, I believe. And he's going to be talking to people about Jesus while he's out there, as he always does. And so we just want to keep them in our prayers while they travel. So Jim and Michelle Bement. Okay, on this side, raise your hand if you have a prayer request. Okay, here we go, Louise.
I'm Louise Ryan. I am going to be traveling the next few weeks and for visiting families because I will be going to two different funerals in the travels, one in Colorado. Thank you. Boy, names of states as well as names of people just slip out of my mind.
Another one
will be in Pryor, Oklahoma, and both family members. And I appreciate your travel mercies with us.
You bet. Thank you, Louise. This side right here, Elmer.
Randy Marsh, that's Casey's dad.
Yeah.
He has doctor appointment this Thursday. Still trying to figure out if it looks like it's cancer, and he's really struggling right now. So if you keep him he's in a lot of pain right now. So.
Okay. Randy Marsh, thank you, Elmer. Others on this side? Right here. Yes, Jenny.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and I'd like prayers for my son, Rick. He has cancer, and then last week he had a stroke. So we need all the prayers we can get. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, Jenny. Thank you for sharing that. And his name is Rick. Yes, thank you, Jenny. Anyone else on this side? Yes, Kay.
Continue to pray for Allie. The last we heard, she was in ICU, and I don't know. I was visiting with some Christian ladies, and I said, Allie is, she's so outgoing. She visits with her neighbors, Troy Schaefer. She visited with two little girls and helped them come to church, Shaylin and Sky, and then Robert and his grandson, and now they're attending about every Sunday. And so... These ladies said, well, Allie needs to come back. We need her back.
Yes, we
need a new Allie, you know. Yeah. And so let's pray for Allie. And Leon, oh, my, it must be hard for him.
Yes. Thank you so much, yeah. Kay, for that update. Any others on this side? Yes, right behind you, Deborah.
Yes, I'd like to ask for prayers, two unspoken prayers. And one of them is, really dire.
Absolutely. Thank you, Deborah. This side, right up here, Vicki.
Hi, I'd like for prayer for my granddaughter Lila. She's been running like 105 fever. Mm-hmm. She just started a daycare, so that's probably normal, but, you know, my daughter's exhausted. We're going to be going back to Austin and on probably by the 15th, I think, something like that. Yeah, so prayer, travel mercies. And also my sister's husband, Andy, just an unspoken prayer, but just God be with them.
Thank you. How long will you be gone this time, do you think, to Austin?
100% sure.
I got you. So Vicki and Creel are traveling back to Austin and then granddaughter. Thank you, Vicki.
I'd like to lift up our daughter-in-law's uncle, Gentry Pear. He has bone cancer. He has three breaks in his spine now. And it's not doing very well at all. He's in Washington Regional. So Gentry and Teresa Pear, the Pear family.
Thank you, Marion. Any others? Okay, yes. Mark?
Yeah, Mark. Prayers for my mom. She's getting antibiotics for pneumonia there in Oklahoma City. So she's doing pretty darn good. But just right. Prayers for her. June.
June. Thank you, Mark. Anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone. All right, Walter, that goes to Keith. Thank you, Walter. Let's go and have our prayer song.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come to you and just seek you and know that you're there and know that you're waiting on us to talk to you and share our lives with you. And we just thank you that you continue to answer our prayers. And this morning, Father, we want to lift up Linda Servais especially. And she's having some difficulties with her heart and the rhythm of it. And, Lord, we just pray that the doctors will be able to come up with something soon that will help her to get her heart back in rhythm so that she can feel good enough to get out and do the things that she likes to do. We pray for Lloyd as he's there to support and help her as she goes through this. Just give him the strength that he needs, Father, to be able to encourage and lift her up. And we want to pray for Jim and Michelle as they're traveling to California and going to be visiting with Michelle's family. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with them, that they can be the examples that we talked about this morning, that after they leave, the family will look at them and say, we really would like to be like Jim and Michelle. And we know that they will represent you well. And Father, for Louise, we just pray that you can be with her as she's going to be traveling and spending time with family. We just pray that the travel will be easy and not too concerning to travel. And we just pray that as she visits with family that it can bring back good, positive, and wonderful memories. And for Randy Marsh, Lord, we want to continue to lift him up. He's having an appointment this week, and they're thinking right now that he may have cancer. And we just pray that as he continues to go through testing, that the final diagnosis could be made. And we know right now that he's in a lot of pain, and we just pray that you can be with him. Pray that the doctors can help him to relieve the pain that he's going through right now. And Father, for Jenny's son. We just pray that you can be with him dealing with cancer and then having a stroke. And we just pray, Lord, as we lift him up this morning, that he can feel the prayers that are being offered, to him right now. And we just pray, Father, for his recovery. And we just pray that you'll watch over him and take care of him. And, Lord, we want to lift up Allie, thinking that she's probably in ICU now and having another difficult time. And we just pray that you can be with the doctors and the nurses as they continue to work with her and meet her needs. And we also want to pray for Leon. I can only imagine how he might feel going through all of this, knowing that he has some physical ailments of his own, and then the worry of how his wife is. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with both of them, give them strength, and give them encouragement so that they can make this time a good time in the end. And Lord, Debbie has some unspoken prayers this morning. We just pray that you know what they are, and you can administer to them as well. And we just thank you, Father, for that knowledge to know that you're there to help them, even though we don't know what it is. And for Vicky's granddaughter, running a fever, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and let that fever subside so that she can enjoy getting started into school. And we just pray for her family, that they can be there with her and encourage her and just help her as she goes through it. We pray for them, Vicky and Creel, as they're going to be going back to Texas. And we just pray that you'll give them a safe trip. And we just pray that they will be a positive influence on those whenever they get there. And also an unspoken request from Vicky, and we just pray that will be answered as well. And for Gentry Pear, dealing with cancer and in the hospital and not doing well, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and his family and just help them, Father, as they come around him, that they can comfort him and strengthen him as he goes through this difficult time. And, Father, for Mark's mother, we just pray that you can be with June, and just we're glad to hear that she's doing better, and we just pray, Lord, that she'll continue to move and just be able to get back to her normal routine. And, Father, we want to continue to pray for our leaders in Washington, our president and the Senate and the House. We just pray, Lord, they have some important decisions to make, and we just pray that the basis of those decisions will be based on you and what you teach and what you lead. And we just thank you, Father, for giving them the wisdom that they'll need to make those decisions. And we want to continue to lift up our first responders, those who are out there day after day taking care of our needs whenever we have them. And we just pray for the policemen and the military and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them and encourage them as they continue to do their work that affects all of us. And, Father, we thank you again for the opportunity that we have to be here this morning. We pray that you'll continue to be with us as we go into the Sunday school hour, and we just pray that our hearts and our minds will be open for the message that you give today. We just thank you and love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.